Blog Talk Radio.
To quite go with the crowd, and I've always had this feeling that maybe we could kind of make the world that we would like to live in. But in order to do that, we need to really see where we think we're going. I'm gonna say, yo, 1, 2, this is how we do. Recognize you in the place with that solution, Niles crew. And you can close your eyes.
Hey, all, this is Random Excess with Random Thoughts with Random Excess. That was a wonderful introductory song. That's from Derek Ashong. That's called Close Your Eyes. And that song speaks really to me. At least when I hear that song, especially that intro, that reminds me that, you know, in the center of all the chaos in our lives, especially in my life, in the center, when I'm in the center of all this chaos in my life, that in order for me to see clearly, sometimes my best option is to close my eyes. Right? And that's that moment where I can kind of take a step back, take a deep breath. And it's sort of, it's almost like woosah, you know, that feeling. So that's Close Your Eyes from Derek Ashong. Great introduction song. This is Random Thoughts with Random Access, Night Episode 1. Kim Davis is not Rosa Parks. Who's Kim Davis? I don't know if you're following the news. This is, September of 2015, so 1,000 years in the future when you're listening to this. You have to go dig out your history book, find out what was going on in the United States of America at that time. But Kim Davis is a county clerk in Kentucky, and her job is to hand out the marriage licenses in the county. And it's an elected position, so, you know, people vote for her, elected. Her mother worked there as county clerk for at least that office and was the county clerk for about 40 years. She's doing the same thing. She's working there. She's county clerk. Her son works there in the office. He's probably going to be the next county clerk. You know, this family runs that county as far as being county clerk. You know, their names go on the documents. They are kind of the voice of who says who gets the marriage license in this case. Many other things clerk does, but that's one of their jobs. And marriage equality in 2015 is maybe that was a done deal. I mean, for a lot of years, this is 30 years really. This was kind of a ramping up, and in the last 10 years, last 15 years, it's really the whole country has switched. We accept marriage equality as a nation. You know, two consenting adults, that's where we, you know, set the bar for marriage, you know, in the U.S. right now. Very easy, very to figure out, is it two adults or are they consenting? Yes, they can get married. That's a wonderful bar. I mean, why should we care other than consenting adults? Well, Kim Davis cares. She's got her, and it's in her view, it's a religious commitment. But all, you know, we have 100 million, 200 million Christians in the U.S. So probably 200 million. It's 70%, 60% out of 320 million. So about 200 million Christians in the United States. We don't have 200 million people with problem with gay marriage or marriage equality. But Kim Davis has an issue with it, and she believes that, you know, she should not have to give out marriage licenses to people who she does not agree should get married. Although, you know, that's not really her job to decide who gets married and who doesn't. Her job is to hand out the licenses. I was getting like a weird Skype call coming in while I'm trying to video message. I don't know what that is. Never got a video message on Skype. It was incoming video message. God. All right. Well, so she's standing up. Yeah, she's saying, "Oh, my religious convictions, my beliefs, my deeply held religious convictions don't allow me." And so I don't want to go there and question whether they really are deeply held religious convictions or not. You know, she's entitled to her own opinion how she thinks the universe runs. That's great. We all have that. I'm entitled to my opinion how the universe runs. I believe the universe runs in a very specific way. Maybe not that specific, but I believe certain things about the way the universe runs. In particular, I believe the universe is always speaking to me, and I believe the universe is never lying to me. I do try to remind myself that I don't always hear what the universe says, and I don't always believe what the universe says. So the distortions are, you know, that's on me. That's not on the universe. The universe just is, as far as I'm concerned, right? It's not trying to judge me. It's not out to get me. It's not good. It's not bad. The universe is very neutral, and it is what it is. That's what the universe is. I can choose to engage with the universe, and I can also, pick and choose my biases as I engage with the universe. But that doesn't change the universe. It only changes my perception of the universe. Well, Kim Davis has got a different view. She's got this view that her perception of the universe actually really is, that's the way the universe is. It's not just my perception, but that's what it is. And it's my job to make sure that everybody, you know, perceives the universe the way I do. You know, we're not allowed to have our own perceptions. You know, it's hers are right and ours are wrong. And so she doesn't want to hand out these licenses. Well, it was a big court case, as those who will, you know, speaking to people 1,000 years in the future, I'm reminding you, but those who are listening in the early part of the 21st century, you remember there was a Supreme Court ruling and all the kind of, there's a lot of things going on where she just needs to get out the licenses. She didn't do it. Contempt of court, spent a weekend in jail. Judge let her out, and that's where we are right now. She's out a couple of days. I think there might be about a 10-day window here before she can go back to work. She won't be able to go back sooner. I'm not real sure what that is, but she has not back yet to work this week. But the order is, you know, if she interferes, she goes back into the clink for another weekend or until she learns her lesson, really. It's contempt of court, until you learn your lesson kind of thing. But, you know, they put you in for a couple of days, and they let you out and see how you do. Well, she's out. And be paraded around. There's a lot of people in the country that really think that she's a person to rally behind. She's standing up for what she believes. How important is that? It's very important. You know, we should be able to stand up for what we believe. They're going ahead, and they're equating her to Rosa Parks. That's titled as episode one here on Random Thoughts with Random Access. Kim Davis is not Rosa Parks. I mean, come on. In the battle for civil rights, certain names have gravitas, right? Gravitas. Rosa Parks is one. That's a name. You hear that name, you have a certain image come to your mind about the civil rights battle. And she was a young woman who getting on the bus, refused to ride the back of the bus, as was the law. It was the law at the time, actually. Black people had to ride the back of the bus. She wanted to sit in the front of the bus. You know, she was tired. There was a lot going on, but essentially, she didn't want to have to ride the back of the bus. She doesn't need to justify why she wants to ride the back of the bus, why she wants to ride in the front of the bus. No justification or lack of justification is important because she should be allowed to sit where she wants to sit, if the seats are available. I mean, the front of the bus help, you know, for handicapped and elderly. And, I mean, we all got to move if we're sitting there. But seats are available, sit in front of the bus. There are people likening Kim Davis to Rosa Parks, somebody who's standing up for what they believe. But I'd like to make the point that Kim Davis is no Rosa Parks. She's more James F. Blake. James F. Blake. Who's James F. Blake? James F. Blake is the bus driver who refused to drive the bus when Rosa Parks was trying to sit where she wanted to sit. You know, he would refuse to. He called the authorities. The police got involved, and then of course, you know, we got the Birmingham bus strike went on for, you know, I think it was a year, and maybe I don't think it was 2 years, 3 years. It might have been. I mean, it was a long time. Well, yeah, it was at least a year. People walking hours a day rather than ride the bus. This was a major thing, and the laws got changed. And this is one reason why Rose said that even, you know, the analogies don't quite work. But one, Rosa Parks was the person who was fighting for the civil rights for everyone. It wasn't even just her right to sit in the front of the bus. She was making that fight for anyone to have the right to ride in the front of the bus, like a person fighting on the side of marriage equality. And Kim Davis is the person who's interrupting that, standing in the way. She is James F. Blake. She's the bus driver who stopped in the bus, interrupting the process, demand, you know, and making the whole world adjust to her point of view. You know, they say that people trying to make a case, this is a case about religious freedom. This is not at all about religious freedom. This is about religious tyranny. This is Kim Davis imposing her will on other people. And there's no call for that. So that's my random thoughts of Random Access Episode 1. Kim Davis is not Rosa Parks. And good night, everybody. Oh.